Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Amy Gilmore, who's the Associate Director with the International Surfaces Event. How you doing, Amy?
Great. Thanks.
Good to be with you. We're, less than 2 weeks away from the big event in Vegas this year. This year, it starts on the 28th and runs through the 30th, right?
Correct.
And I thought it'd be good to do an interview because many of the people who have already bought a ticket, they're planning to go, and they need to know, what's new, what's different, some exciting things not to miss. So I thought that's what we'd cover. Why don't you start out by telling us some exciting things about surfaces this year?
Well, first off, we have the newly launched Tile Expo show that will be taking place in conjunction with Surfaces and Stone Expo, Marmamack Americas. Mm-hmm. So we will see an uptick in tile products as well as some of the tile installation products.
Okay. So that's an ad for this year. Is that going to be in an area downstairs primarily, or how are you blending that in?
It is. It's on level one in the Bayside Exhibit Hall.
All right. As a result of you adding that dimension, do you have more exhibitors that are tile exhibitors?
We do. We have several new companies as well as some that haven't been in the show for many years.
So what else is new?
We also have a couple of new certifications. We do have a concrete moisture testing certification and demo area as well as a tile certification and demo area. Both on the Bayside Level 1 Exhibit Hall.
Now, are those going to be hands-on where installers and people who run installers can go and see kind of the ins and outs of how you put these products in?
They can.
I talk every year to Jim Walker, and he also has some kind of a hands-on program. I think last year maybe it was carpet, and this year it's in the hard surface area, right?
Correct, and that will also be taking place in the Bayside Exhibit Hall, Level 1, and we do see a growth in that area as well in the CFI certification.
So that's for the mechanics of the business. They can go and learn the newest and latest techniques. So what else is going on?
Well, on the attendance side, we are growing our emerging professionals audience. So we will be having on Wednesday from 5 to 6 an emerging professionals happy hour. Anyone that registers and they are under 40 will be invited to this event where they can come and network with young professionals like themselves, talk about business issues, different ways of doing things, and just overall how to be better with their businesses.
Well, I wish I was that young again. And that's on Wednesday night, did you say?
That is on Wednesday night from 5 to 6.
Okay, that's a new dimension. And yeah. And some of the things that I know that you'll continue to have, one of the things we're sponsoring is you've got the Trends Hub, you've got Designer Day. What are some other highlights that people should make sure to attend?
And definitely in the Trends Hub. It's always in the same place. It's It's in the Shorelines Exhibit Hall, Level 2, very near the front door. It does have a new look every year, so it will be talking about trends forecasting, which, of course, are different every year, from Victoria Redshaw.
Yeah.
She'll be there. We'll be doing trends talks throughout the day, as well as Designer Day, and that will be taking place. Of course, we have all of the designers that will be in town from the Las Vegas market that we will be sharing some shuttles, transportation back and forth to the show. That way, we can do as much as we want to and as much as we can for designers.
You bring up an interesting dimension for surfaces, I believe, which happens next year, because this year surfaces is in Vegas at the same time as the Las Vegas market, which covers mostly furniture and rugs and those areas.
Yes.
But next year it's even a broader dimension with kitchen and bath and the builder show at the same time, right?
Correct. It will be a mega event. There's nothing like it in the world. It will be the kitchen and bath event, builder show. Mm-hmm. our three shows, Surfaces, Stone Expo, Marmamack Americas, Tile Expo, as well as Las Vegas Market, all going on at the same time in Las Vegas. It will be a very busy city, a lot of attendees and exhibitors in town, so it will be something that nobody wants to miss, for sure.
Okay, so back to 2014 for a second. As you start looking at your hotel bookings and advanced registrations, you get a sense for how attendance is going to shake out this year?
Absolutely. Hotels are booking up, so I definitely would want to encourage anyone that has not booked their hotel to do so as soon as possible, as well as in looking at our numbers. It does look like a strong event again this year, and we're very excited about everything going on, all of the draws on the show floor, as well as the exhibitors for the attendees to come and see.
And the number of exhibitors, is it about the same, or has it increased a little bit?
It has increased from last year. Our show floor, in terms of number of exhibitors and size, has grown over last year. So we are seeing some bigger booths, some new companies, just some growth in that area as well. So there's lots for attendees to come and see.
I just left Dolmatex, and I think the number of LDT exhibitors has increased exponentially. Are you seeing a lot more LVT people in surfaces this year?
We have seen some growth in that area as well.
And the one category we haven't talked about is education. Anything exciting that's worth mentioning? You always have a great track of things going on with education. Anything come to mind that's worth mentioning?
We do. We always have a very strong education program, and we are, again, this year having the master certification. So any attendee that comes and they take 8 hours, they can gain their master certification from the International Surface event. So we did see a strong number of people that did that many hours of education last year. So again, we're trying to offer as much as we can in the way of certifications and learning units. That way they can come in and gain the knowledge they need for their businesses. And we also have on the show floor, in terms of education, the Business Enrichment Center. We introduced this last year in 2013, and what it is, it brings education onto the show floor for attendees. It's near the WFCA, our Surfaces sponsor, near their booth. And it definitely brings education out of the classroom and into kind of a larger setting. And next to that, we have our social media lounge. So we will be doing 15-minute mini sessions on social media, how to incorporate it into your business, and just how to use it in your marketing.
Yeah, I know you have the Surfaces website. If people want to right now go there, it's pretty easy to navigate. You also have a mobile connection, right, that helps them get around the shows?
We do. We have an all-new app that you can download on Android, BlackBerry, Apple, of course. You can search for the International Surface event. You can search Surfaces, and you will pull that up and use that. You can actually register for the show through the app if you're not already registered. So definitely, if you register in advance, it will save you time on site, as well as using the mobile app to get around to the show, figure out who you want to see, what education courses you want to attend. It's definitely helpful, and we'll maximize your time there.
Okay, Amy. Well, I look forward to seeing you in less than 2 weeks. Again, been talking to Amy Gilmore, who's Associate Director with Surfaces, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.